Hello, my name is Michael Casillas, and I am having a wonderful day, and I hope you are too. I hope that when you woke up this morning, you were energized, that everybody that you care about was healthy, and I hope that you continue to have the best day you can have and you win the day. Now, saying that, I just wanted to introduce myself to the podcast world. This would be my first time recording. I have nothing written down. I have nothing planned. But basically, I knew I had to make an introduction. So here I am. Little backdrop story here. I was born into a family of five. One mother, four siblings. We didn't have the best life, best upbringing. Nobody around my town really did. My town's pretty small, Chicago suburb. Violence, of course. Gangs, and you know. So I kind of grew up into that. Got pretty bad with that. You know, not proud of it, not glorifying it. Grew up, I'm a man now, so I realized that it was very childish and very selfish of me. But back then, I was a different person, you know. And we change, we evolve as we grow, and some people don't. Fortunately, I did. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Okay, so let's get that out the way. I'm not saying I'm a pastor or nothing now. But, yeah, I definitely came from dirt, you know. My father wasn't around. My mom was with somebody out of prison when I was young. And, you know, he came. He was a cool guy. He never abused me. Never nothing like that. He was a cool guy, you know. But he was in and out of prison his whole life. So he was just one of those dudes, you know, that does stuff to them. I guess, you know, but he was a cool dude, you know, he was there for, who knows, maybe a year here and there, maybe. So, my mom was a single mom either way. She always held down a job, she always made sure things happened. You know, we went from house to house. I probably lived in 15 different houses my whole life, never owned a house. You know, just rant. But that's okay because that's made me who I am today, okay? And in this introduction, I just wanted to get all that stuff out the way. Yeah, I gangbanged. Some people probably don't even know. I mean, they know what it is, but they've never experienced anything like that in their life. And I understand that. Everybody comes from different walks of life, and this is my walk of life. And just how I changed. I mean, like I said, I'm not perfect. I have a lot of work to do. This is just maybe 3 months in process of what I'm trying to do. But yeah, I came up pretty rough with my siblings. My dad was in the same town. Seen him all the time. He had three other kids, two boys, one girl. I met those siblings probably when I was about 12, 13 maybe. When I was living with one of her boyfriends, there was a fire. We went to a hotel, we stayed there for like 6-7 months. Got kicked out of there, went and lived with our dad, first time ever in our life. Lived there for maybe a month. One time they weren't there. His girlfriend hates us, she, you know. Course, hates my mom. They used to get into fights and all that crazy stuff. Well, one day they weren't there, so we crawled in the basement window. So she kicked us out. You know, we didn't have nowhere to go. So we ended up sneaking back into the hotel that we were at, but we got kicked out from. But you know, long story short, that's my relationship with my father. None against that dude, man. Hey, wish him the best, cause he made me who I am today. Everything's made me. Everything that I went through, now I don't look at it as something bad. Now I look at it as, thank God I got to have that learning experience. Because some people, the wealthiest people in the world, will never be able to buy that learning experience. That hunger, that motivation I have from that, and what I can do with my story and maybe change other people's life. Who knows? I'm basically looking for an audience of, I'd like to motivate. I've been motivated, so I'd like to give back in the same sense. Do I feel like I have a lot to offer when it comes to motivation? Somewhat, because I could motivate people from my situation. But I'm not going to be solely on that. You know, I have a brother. I'm going to bring my brother aboard. I already have a name for my podcast. It's called NARP, Not a Regular Person. NARP expands into other things that I want to make with that. The initials, NARP. You know, conversations about me and my brother's upbringing, you know, and how, you know, I have 7 kids, he has 6. Bombshell, right? Everybody, I get the same response everywhere I go. I have 7 kids. I've been with my girlfriend since she was 12 and I was 14 years old. She's my best friend. Corny. But, hey, it's the truth. That's the truth about me. I'm a mama's boy. I love my mother more than anything in the world. You know, and I'm just, this is my introduction to me and what I'm trying to do. So, I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I hope you guys could listen to the podcast once I actually start it with a script and all that, because I know I got to be serious with it. But, yeah, have a beautiful day and have a beautiful life. Thank you. Bye.